Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1017. 4 Surprising Reasons to Do Cardio While You're Weight Training by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily and welcome to our Sunday episode. Not used to saying that. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. And again, today is our first Sunday episode ever. Now I'm going to do something a little different and share an article that was narrated a few years back, one that you likely haven't heard or thought about in quite a while, but is still super important. And it's perfect based on what I was discussing in yesterday's commentary. So on episode 1016, I was talking about cardio and weight training. And if you do those right, you might end up burning more fat. And Ben is going to go into more details about that. Now, before we get to the post, don't forget, for more inspiration, motivation, quotes, giveaways, and lots more, make sure you're on our mailing list at oldpodcast.com. But for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. 4 Surprising Reasons to Do Cardio While You're Weight Training by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com. If you were to go with me to a weight training session at the gym, you'd often see me darting off to the bicycle, the treadmill, or elliptical trainer in between weightlifting sets, and sometimes just throwing in a round of jumping jacks. This isn't because I have some rare form of exercise attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. It's instead because there are multiple benefits to injecting strategically timed cardio sessions into your weight training routine, aka cardio with weights. Here are 4 surprising reasons to do cardio while you're weight training. Reason number 1. Removal of lactic acid. Multiple studies have shown that you can complete more reps, produce greater force, and experience far less lactic acid accumulation when you use the strategy of doing easy aerobics during your recovery between weightlifting sets, rather than just watching TV or reading a magazine. And here's why. In most weightlifting scenarios, you are primarily utilizing an energy system in your body called anaerobic glycolysis. This is the process via which your body breaks down sugars into usable fuel for a forceful muscle contraction. But use of glycolysis results in significant accumulation of lactic acid. Too much lactic acid in a muscle decreases force production capability. This is where easy aerobic exercise between your weightlifting sets comes in handy. Light aerobic exercise such as cycling, jogging, or even jumping jacks can increase blood flow, which could increase the amount of oxygen that is available to either convert lactic acid to pyruvate, which can then be used as fuel, or to convert lactic acid to sugar in the liver via a process called gluconeogenesis. Reason number 2, hormonal release. When you lift weights, you get a release of growth-related hormones that help your muscles to grow or get stronger. These hormones include growth hormones, insulin-like growth factor, testosterone, and epinephrine. Depending on the type of weight training that you do, these hormones can stay very significantly elevated for up to 30 minutes after you finish your exercise session. For example, higher volume bodybuilding style training results in a higher release of these hormones than short, explosive lifting. But weight training isn't the only form of exercise that causes a significant hormonal release. Brief and hard bicycling bouts in particular have been shown to cause a very similar amplification of growth hormones. So why not get the best of both worlds and combine the last reason with this reason? You can do your weight training set, then do a brief and intense 30 to 60 second bicycling bout, recover with easy aerobic cycling until you're breathing easily, indicating lactic acid has been significantly buffered, then go back to the next weight training set. Reason number 3, maintain ideal muscle temperature. Your muscle's force production capability are enhanced when your muscle is at specific temperatures. When you keep a muscle warm, you slightly decrease the muscle stiffness. While it may seem that a more, quote, stiff muscle would be capable of producing higher force, a slightly less stiff muscle can actually increase the responsiveness of the muscle's tendons and the mechanical force production capabilities. So while something like static stretching is not a good idea between, for example, a set of squats, why it's too much stretching for your hamstrings and too much reduction in force production capability, riding the bike can keep your muscle just warm enough to allow for optimal muscle contraction. Reason number 4, improved nerve speed. When you feel tired or exhausted towards the end of a weightlifting set, it is not just failure of your muscles that you are experiencing, but also a fatigue of your nervous system, as you lose the neural ability to recruit units of muscle and the firing frequency of your neurons. But your nervous system not only operates at peak speed at specific ideal muscle temperatures described above, but it also recovers faster than your muscles do. This means that if you're just sitting around between your weight training sets, you're allowing your nervous system to cool down more than it actually needs to, and to an extent that may hinder your strength for the next set. By doing some type of aerobic activity, or by using the strategy above to combine a hard cycling bout with easy cycling recovery, you can keep your muscle temperatures high enough to ensure ideal neuromuscular activity for your next set. So whether you want to remove lactic acid, enhance hormonal release, maintain your muscle's ideal temperature, or improve your neuromuscular capability, you've now got some good reasons to do something other than just sit there after you finish a bench press, squat, deadlift, or some other weight training exercise. Mix it up with cardio, and you will get better results. You just listened to the post titled, 4 Surprising Reasons to Do Cardio While You're Weight Training, by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is Dr. Neil again. I like Ben's suggestions here. In fact, I use them personally when I'm at the gym. I constantly like to do some sort of light activity in between my weightlifting sets. There were some of the mechanisms here that were clear to me and that I knew from before, but I did learn a couple of new things from this post. So Ben, thank you for allowing us to use your post here. Ben also has a video that goes along with this post. If you want to check that out, there's actually a link over at oldpodcast.com. I hope you enjoyed hearing this one. Chances are it's new for you. There are great articles in our back catalog of 1,000 episodes that are worth bringing back, and we thought this is a good example. All right, that's it from me for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Sunday and a fantastic start to your week. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.